The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, mister.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
I'm feeling something, something different. When you left, my picture changed. I was blinded, I'd not envisioned the same face in a different frame.
Let's go. Y'all call somebody up, tell them The Grind is on, man. Y'all wake up. Wake up, man. Look, the lines are getting packed out. Look, I need a few more people to get on. We're almost at, yeah, we're getting there. Keep dialing in. Look, guys, I want y'all to know that no matter what, it all happens for a reason. It's a great day, guys. It's an absolutely great day. Tell somebody that The Grind is on. and tell them that a life is a terrible thing to waste. Come on, y'all. Hey, guys, we are live and in living color right here on the grind. Guys, thank you guys for jumping on this morning. Thank you all for those of you that are listening via the dial-in, those of you that are listening via the internet. Guys, you can dial into the internet, guys, and see live. You'll be able to see some awesome graphics as well as these songs play. Just log into www.blogtalkradio.com/thegrind101. Dial into that on your computer. And you can be able to listen in from right there as well, and also peruse through all of the other episodes that we have there as well. Guys, if you want anything said this morning, if you hear anything that piques your interest this morning, something you want to comment on, as always, guys, dial into the Grind Line. Go ahead and send me a text message at 678-744-6188, and you'll be able to get me right there. I'll be able to say whatever you want to say. Remember, this is the people show, the real show, wherever this is people that get on here and actually talk about, you know, things that they've been thinking about, but we do it tastefully, right? We do it tastefully. Guys, you can also email me at thegrind04@gmail.com or follow me at thegrind101 on Instagram and thegrind101 on Facebook. Guys, look, I'm super excited about what's happening this morning because, you know, there are moments in our lives that we all get epiphanies. There are moments in our lives when we all, you know, finally say, you know what, man, I get it. I get it. And I want to play another song for you guys here in just a second, but you know, I wanna talk a little bit about life, guys, and how life is a terrible thing to waste. And if it's all about the journey, if it's all about life and the journey, then change is definitely all about challenge, right? Change is about challenge. And if change is all about challenge, then why do we go through life not embracing the challenges that we go through, right? That's a whole nother show right there. But why do we go through life not embracing the challenges that we go through? We get up, we get mad because we're going through certain things. And I get it. Man, we're going to get mad. We're human. We were given that emotion for a reason. But, you know, we're also, you know, given some other attributes as well that allow us to be able to, you know, shut that down when it needs to be shut down. Because if we hold it in, then it hurts even more. And guys, let me tell you something about, and this is just for free, let me tell you something about, you know, men and women. A woman, she externalizes her anger. A man internalizes his anger. And the only way that a woman can diffuse is by talking about it. She doesn't always want you to respond. You know, she just wants you to listen sometimes. You know, so she's diffusing her anger. The way a man diffuses his anger is it takes a little more time. He internalizes things because if he is not in control of his anger, I call it the Green Man, the Hulk. If he's not in control of his anger, then something physical could happen on the outside. So he internalizes it so that nothing happens on the outside, so that he doesn't get himself in trouble. Or at least that's the goal. Doesn't always work out that way. But, you know, the best thing is to try not to bring anybody to anger, man or woman, right? So, guys, let's get into this because I got some, I don't want some juicy stuff, but there's some life-changing stuff this morning. I think you're going to want to hear about it, you know. But first, I want you guys to hear from a man right here, Mr. Ruben Studdard. I love this song. It's an oldie, guys, you know, but it's definitely relevant for where we are right now, guys. Hang in there. Be right back.
How would you like it if I talked about your skin, the way you wear your hair?
Oh,
would you like it if I talked about your butt?
Well, once a month,
turn into someone that was hard to love. How would you like it if I didn't like your smoke? Didn't like the polish you be wearing on your toes? If I didn't like your neck to lift or what you cook for breakfast, would I be wrong? Would I be wrong?
Why you wanna change me? Flip all the things that really made me the way that I am to make you happy, baby.
Why you wanna change me?
Girl,
you used to like your big old teddy bear.
Girl,
you used to let me get it anywhere. Now, baby, it's crazy. Why you wanna change me? Now, what if all I did was pick apart your friends? Cause they ain't got no end.
Oh,
what if I talked about your face in the morning? Cause we know that you ain't cute in the morning.
No.
What if I criticize the way that you be eating? And when you're sleeping, you be doing that heavy breathing. What if I was asked you about your housekeeping? Would I be wrong? Would I be wrong?
Why you wanna change?
Man, I'm telling you, I absolutely love that song, man. Love that song. Hey, look, so let's get into it, man. But first, I want to tell y'all, you know, a couple of things. What's new? What's new right now in my life? What's going on? You know, what's good? What's bad? Man, let me see. So let me tell you this. What's new? So it's kind of sad too. So my daughter's hamster, Cashmere, died. You know, she passed away. I don't think they have a long lifespan, right? They don't have a long lifespan. But you know, I asked my daughter if she wanted another one. She said no. So now she wants a parakeet, right? A parakeet. So she's into birds now. So go figure. So what else happened? Here's what I found out. You know, reading up a little bit on my sign, guys. I'm a Sagittarius, for those of you that don't know. In large portion, I'm probably the epitome of the sign. There's some things in there for every sign that we don't agree with, of course. But, you know, there are a lot of things in there that are spot on about me. I've never been a big astrology guy, but, you know, I decided I would go in and read. I'm like, I mean, you know, some of this stuff, you know, is kind of true. You know, so I embraced it. You know, I found out that, you know, I hate schedules. I hate schedules because I love freedom. I love, you know, independence. I love my flexibility, you know. And so if you want me to be on a set schedule to the T, probably won't do it because, you know, I found out, you know, I'm very creative. I'm a thinker. I found out that I'm got wisdom, all of that good stuff. But you know, true to form for me, you know, I tell things the way they are, and you know, but people aren't always ready for the things, you know, the way that they are, you know. So a lot of people want things to be sugarcoated, or people want you to tell them exactly what they want to hear, you know, and that's okay, you know. But you know, they've got their own. You know, their own preferences, you know, as well, guys. But, you know, one thing I know about me is that, you know, one of my passions is helping people and cutting out all of the middle fluff, which takes you forever to get where you need to go. So why not just figure out exactly what's going on, what the problem is, and let's get right to the solution and try and figure it out. That's why I say a life is a terrible thing to waste. And that's why I know that change is definitely in the challenge. So, you know, I say all that to say, guys, you know, you gotta accept the person for what they are and when they are. You gotta accept the person for what they are and when they are. I'm gonna say that one more time. All right, one more time, because I want you guys to write that down if you so happen to have pen and paper. Guys, this is a radio show, but you know, if you're like me, I can't write fast enough these days. I have to type things up because that's how fast God is giving it to me. So I feel like I'm being stifled if I write. So we all have our own thing, but you know, you have to accept the person for where they are and when they are. So what does that mean? That means that person is who they are at the time frame that they are, and I can't feel compelled to change that person. You heard Ruben say, you know, why you want to change me? You know, this is who I am. You know, what if I did that to you? You know, you can't change a person to be who you want them to be, what you want them to be, and when you want them to be it. That person is who they are at that moment. You know, don't feel compelled to change them. You know, you're gonna affect them. You're gonna most definitely try to impact that person, but it's typically through what you do as opposed to what you say. So if you have the honor of impacting someone's lives, you know, and that those people are following you, those people are listening to your words or looking at your actions, then that's an honor. It's always an honor. And you never want to take that lightly. But at the same time, don't feel compelled to join their journey. So if a person is rowing down the river, and you know there's a waterfall there, and you love that person, and you may even just like that person a little bit, you know, you're gonna do everything in your power to keep them from going over that waterfall, right? You're telling them that there's a waterfall coming up and you need to paddle to the right or paddle to the left to get to shore so you can get out of that thing. So you don't want to, you know, so you don't go over the waterfall. And, you know, a lot of people are going to be in their ways and they're not going to believe that there's a waterfall there and they're going to keep moving. And yeah, it's a drastic example, but, you know, the last thing you want to do is run out and jump in the boat, you know, and go down with them. You know, that's not serving any purpose, right? So you do what you do in order to change somebody, but you change people more so with how you live your life as opposed to what you say. So what you say needs to line up, needs to correspond with what you do, right? So if the two are lining up, then you can help people more so by people seeing what's going on in your life. So don't be compelled to join the journey. And there are a lot of different journeys that people are on and a lot of different levels that people are on. And it's what they are and it's when they are. And here's the thing about me. I've never fit in any box. As a matter of fact, I believe wholeheartedly that I'm called to be a box crusher. I hate boxes. You know, I've talked about moving from box to box because I'm nomadic. I can't stay in one box for too long. So I just said, you know what, let's just crush these boxes. And let's just realize that, you know, everything is here for a reason and everything. I can be anything that I want to be. I can do whatever I want to do. I can make my journey, my life, whatever I want to make it about. A life is a terrible thing to waste. You only have one to live, right? I'm called to help people realize their potential. And that really requires me to be a foundation for transformation. It requires me to be a real foundation for transformation. How do I do that? I can only do that if I stand firm in what I believe, if I stand firm in what I know, if I keep running my journey, keep moving the way God wants me to move. And that's going to be the biggest testament to change for somebody else. It's not what I say. It's not do what I say. It's do what I do. And for those of you, you know, that know me, you pretty much know I live, you know, the things that I say because this show is so prudent because and it's so relevant simply because this show, you know, is in large portion my life. And I go through things real time. I go through things and I share them with you guys. And I've been through things and I never tell you guys what I think. I always tell you what I know. And it's always in the spirit to help, you know, and you know, you've got some people that'll say, you know what, I don't like this and I don't like that. And you're most certainly entitled to your opinion because you can't change a person. A person has to want to change on their own. And you have to accept that person for who they are at that moment and whatever level they're on. And you can't change them because here's what happens. When you, and I want you guys to get this. When you try and change someone before they're ready, It's like jumping in a pool and not really knowing how to swim. It's like driving a Ferrari or a Lamborghini for the first time and pressing the pedal all the way to the floor. It's like you getting in the ring with Mike Tyson and all you did was bought a brand new pair of gloves. You're not ready yet. That person's not ready yet. That person's not ready to do the things that you want them to do, or better yet, the things that you need them to do. So that's what great leadership comes in play. That's where great examples come in play is that, you know, I hear a lot of people say, well, I don't want to be a leader. I don't want to be a role model. Whether you like it or not, you're always a leader and you're always a role model because somebody, I don't care who it is following you. They're looking at what you do. I don't care if you're a bum on the street. I don't care if you're a crackhead. Somebody's always looking at you. Even if it's another bum, if it's another crackhead, how do you do what you do? When do you do what you do? Why do you do what you do? Everybody's watching you. So no matter what you think, you're a leader. Because that's just the way it is. That's life. So we can tiptoe around that all we want, but that's just real. That's just realistic. That's life. So you can't make that person be something that they're not ready to be. But you do have to meet them on their level. And it's more rewarding for you and that person if you deal with them on their level and you set the example for that person to grow. You can't say one thing and do another. That's a hard sleep. I mean, you go to sleep every night knowing that you're not the person that you say you are. And eventually that catches up with you. We talked about that. We talked about, you know, that mask. We talked about, you know, when you are, you know, a character in your own life, but you're not the main character. Eventually, the stress of it all gets you. And you start to fall. You start to get depressed because now you're trying to keep up this facade of a life that is not really your life. You're not the star character in your own life. And that's tough. And it weighs on you. So why not be the person that you say you are? Why not be uncompromising? Why not be unyielding? Why just go ahead and say, you know what, I'm unstoppable. Better yet, guess what? We're all human. We're all flawed. So guess what? Admit your flaws. Admit when you missed it. It's okay. But when you didn't miss it, you don't have to compromise when you know that you're on your journey, because you can't expect somebody to come save you. You can't expect somebody to jump in a boat with you and start rowing down the river with you. You have to pick up both paddles, one in each hand, and you have to row yourself to the right direction because that's your journey. And with change comes challenge. So no one said it was going to be easy, but we did say it was going to be worth it. So it's going to be a little hard. It's going to be a little difficult. No problem. But at the end of the day, guys, don't feel compelled to join a person's journey. Meet them where they are. If that journey identifies with you, then jump in that boat and paddle. Help them paddle down that river. And people intersect on different levels at different times. And that's okay too. Not everybody that's in your life was called to be, you know, to be a part of your life throughout the entire run of your life. They're meant to be there in stages and levels. And that's okay. You don't have to get mad at that person. And at the same time, if you don't agree with what a person is doing, if you don't agree with a person's lifestyle choices or whatever they are, whatever you don't agree with, guess what? Don't feel compelled to like it. Don't feel forced that you have to like or do anything. When you do that, you give up the number one thing that God never violates. He never violates our choice. He never takes our freedom away. Stick by your guns, man. Stop compromising yourself every single day, because what's happening is you're leaving your house every day. Some of you are staying in your house and you're in fear. And there's no way that your strength can come through the fear if you're giving fear place. So, and what's happening is you're all of these things that you're not liking, all of these things that you know, you're putting up this front about, you're saying I'm this, I'm that, you know, and you're smiling in this person's face and you're saying you like them, you're smiling in that person's face, and you're doing what you do because you have an ulterior motive for everything, and it's just deceptive. Why not just be who you are? If who you are is your journey and you know it's wholesome, it's true, it's real, because you can't escape yourself. That's one thing I know for a fact. You cannot escape yourself. Every day you got to look at yourself in the mirror and you got to give an account for who you are and what you are. You got to give an account for the things you missed. You got to give an account for the things that you got. But no matter what, you cannot change who you are until you start accepting the challenge of who you really are. And you move forward from there. Guys, so don't feel compelled to jump in there. Here's one thing I know about change, all right? When you change, and I say that word change a lot because a lot of people aren't ready for transformation. Because when you change, you can always change back. It's just change. It's like doing a slow 180, like a slow 360, and just stopping. And then you start moving again. Eventually, you're just changing. You're back to where you are. A person can change, and the next thing you know, man, guess what? Such and such, I saw them, you know, they're doing this, they're doing that. And all of a sudden, you look back, you know, 2 months down the road, and oh, man, I thought they changed. They changed back. But when you transform, there's no going back. A cocoon can only be used one time. I've never seen a butterfly turn back into a caterpillar and get back in the cocoon. Once you transform, things in your life change. They change permanently, which is the epitome of transformation. And you can't transform unless you're willing to go through the struggle and the challenges of that change. Throughout all of the changes that you go through, the ones that stick and stay, they cause you to transform. When a worm, a caterpillar, is transforming into a butterfly, it essentially eats itself to transform. When you eat something, it creates something else. It gives you energy. It gives you strength. Now, the caterpillar eats itself, the different body parts and the different hormones and things that are in it. It changes that caterpillar into a butterfly. There is no going back. There's nothing to go back to. So now that butterfly no longer has a whole bunch of little legs and a slimy body and no real eyes and could only get around by crawling, you can't go back to that. As a matter of fact, who wants to go back to that? So now you bust out of the cocoon and you're a butterfly. You fly. You're beautiful. People no longer want to really kill you. They want to catch you. They want to look at your beauty. But you can't do that unless you transform, because the many changes, the many challenges that you go through are what changes you, and it allows you to make a transformation. So when whatever we're doing, whatever we've committed to, whatever we're saying we're being consistent with, all of the challenges and the changes that comes from a day-to-day basis, yeah, the aches, the pains, the he say, the she say, all of that's going to happen. The only thing that really matters, the only thing that really sticks and stays, is how you handle the challenges. Do you quit? Do you give up? Do you blame it on somebody else? Or do you stick and stay like the caterpillar? And when it's time to bust out of the cocoon, you've transformed. See, there's some of you that are in the dark and you're doing some things that are building you right now. Nobody sees it. That's okay. Nobody sees it. And so what? Nobody sees the caterpillar when it's changing either. But when it busts out of that cocoon, you see it. See, a lot of us aren't willing to go through, take the hits and take all of the pain that it takes to transform into the person that we really want to be. And you can't sit on the other end of this and say, you know what, I don't really want to be, you know, a good person. I really don't want to be, you know, a role model. I really don't want to be, popular, or wildly rich, or whatever. Everybody has the things that they want that may not be you. You may not want to be in the spotlight. I don't care. God calls all of us to transform, man, no matter who you are. And I'm not going to even get into quoting scripture. You guys all know them. But come on, man. Transformation is what we do as human beings. We either transform into a beautiful butterfly, or we transform into a snake. We transform into something that just may be devious. So pick your level of transformation. Pick what you transform into and submit that change, man. And embrace those challenges. You know, be above reproach. Stop allowing people, you know, everything that happens to you, you feel you got to address it. Man, one of the most powerful things in life is when you can walk away from something. One of the most powerful and the most gratifying, one of the most uplifting things, one of the most empowering things in life is when you can say, you know what, I'm not going to be a part of that. I'm just going to walk away. I'm going to be. You know, the bigger person. I'm going to do something totally different. It's empowering. It's that you're not going to compromise. And it doesn't matter who likes it, and it doesn't matter who does. It doesn't matter. All that matters is that now you feel as if you're empowered. You have the power you need to move forward. You have the power you need to endure the challenges, the pain that it's going to take for you to actually transform. So be above reproach, man. Be above reproach. What does that mean? That means you need to be the person that when you live your life in such a manner that if somebody says, you know, they wouldn't do that. No, I don't see that. But what was happening? If you're hanging out on this, it's funny because I'm going to give you guys an example because, you know, I heard a comedian say it once, and And people perceive you by what they see in a lot of cases, because a lot of people don't know you. The mass majority of the people perceive you by what they see. So until a person gets to know you, they don't have any other perception of you, right? Except for what somebody else says about you. But I heard a comedian once say, he said, you know, I was standing on the corner and I didn't have, a police uniform on, and somebody came up to me and said, hey, do you know where I can find, the police station? And they say, no, do I look like a police? I'm not the police. I don't know where the police station is, you know? And he said, a person walks up to somebody and say, hey, you know, how much? She was standing on the street corner. And she said, do I look like a prostitute to you? And they said, well, yeah. And then you've got a prostitute's outfit on. You look like one, so I'm asking you how much. The only perception a person sees from you is what they see. That's what they give you. If a police officer is standing on the corner and he has a police uniform on, then you perceive that he's a police. Unless it's Halloween, you can walk up to him and he's going to tell you that he's a police. On October 31st, he may tell you he's playing a police. But a person's perception is by what they see. And your actions are what cause people to put you in the above reproach category. So if somebody says something about you and it seems you've never seen that to be characteristic of that person, then you're going to say, I don't believe that is the case. So be above reproach, guys. And understand that, it's not one of those things where you're looking for anybody's approval. If your life is what you, whatever you want it to be, you have the right to do that. Nobody's trying to take your freedom. You don't have to listen to me. You don't have to listen to anybody if you don't want. It's your life. Live your own life and live your journey. But I would encourage you guys to always take advice from a person that you know is living the life. Because it's hard for me to take advice from a person I don't know. I need to know you in that area first. If I'm allowing you to speak into my life, and if you're speaking into my life, and if it's about something that I know you're accomplished at, then I'm cool. And if you're accomplished at it, do I like the way you got accomplished at it? I gotta know you before I allow you to speak in. But that's just me, right? That's just me. Respect, I have to respect you on that level, right? Because with me, the initial respect is always given, right? Initial respect, I don't know you, you don't know me. I respect you as a person. I'm not going to prejudge you. But the respect to be the person that sows into my life, a coach, a mentor, in some way, shape, form, or fashion, then, I got to respect you on that level. That's earned. It's earned. There's that initial respect that's given, of course, human to human, guys, but there's that earned respect that's given from coach to player or mentee, a mentor to mentee, right? So you gotta live your life above reproach, and nobody's telling you gotta be perfect. You're gonna make some mistakes, so don't get it twisted. All right. That's a tough act to follow. You can't be perfect. All right. So be above reproach, right? And I'll tell you, people can be exhausting because you want them to be what you want them to be and who you want them to be, but you may be too busy trying to help them outrun their process. And that's what you're doing when you're trying to make a person be who you want them to be or what you want them to be. You're helping them outrun their process, and you're effectively setting them back. You don't know it because you're doing it for your own selfish gains. You're holding that person back because, it's like you're taking them and you're sticking a needle in their arm, and you're slowly sucking out their blood because you're not allowing them to be great on the level that they should be great on and to go through the process. This is when you get in the ring with Mike Tyson and you may still get knocked out, but at least you may be able to go a few rounds. You may be able to go, a minute more than you were able to go when you get in the ring, with the Mike Tyson of old, but you went through the process. You learned how to box. You've got the endurance. You know the skill. That's your process. You can't outrun the process, right? You can't change a person before they're ready to change. Allow them to go through their process. Stop trying to make people what you want to make them. That doesn't serve you. And it doesn't serve them, because what that does is, resentfully, that person down the road will realize what you're doing and they'll rebel against you. So that's why visions have to line up. They have to line up. And if they don't line up, that's why you have to find the people that are on the same path that you're on. But yeah, people can be a little exhausting. They really can. They can be exhausting. They're only exhausting when you're not taking them on the level that you're supposed to take them on. Look, listen, learn, and lead. Look, listen, learn, and lead. One mouth, two ears, right? So if you listen, now you can effectively realize how that person is, what level that person's on, and what you need, how you need to impart, you know, and what you need to impart in that person's life. It's not hard, but that means you just got to put their needs ahead of your own. That's how you create a true circle of people. That's how you create a true friendship with people, a true friendship. It's not all about you. Because I want to play a song for you guys right quick. You know, I'm going to come right back, you know, after this song. But I want to play this song because, you know, today is Tuesday, you know, and you know what? Heck, I ain't going to make no reparations for it. I just like this song, guys. I just like this song. So listen to this song. Guys, it don't mean just listen, all right?
Yeah. Yeah. It is. She called me by surprise, I must say, because I never had seen such a face with such a warm and beautiful smile. It wasn't hard for me to know the style. I was up the lady, show me. She took my heart and held it. I wouldn't let her get away.
Thank you. God sent you out tonight.
Man, I love that song. Hey, look, guys, I'm super excited, man. I'm super excited about what's happening with the grind. Man, as I was telling you guys earlier, man, I can't even write anymore because things are coming to mind so quick. And I absolutely know that where God leads, he provides. So I got to be obedient, guys. We got some great things coming up, you know, on the show. God is starting to put the right people in the path and the journey and the vision. He's bringing the people together to make this thing a reality. For those of you that don't know, this show was originally birthed a year ago, physically, right? Physically, a year ago, almost in January. So we're coming up on that. So we've been broadcasting for almost a year now. And the original inception in the mental of this show that got subdued by procrastination or lack of real importance in my life, not knowing that this was what I really needed to be doing. This was originally, the inception came, like four or five years ago. And you can follow that journey back on YouTube as well. But, you know, some great things are happening right now. You know, we've been on air almost a year, and I believe there are somewhere close to 90 episodes that we've done. You guys can go back and peruse through those episodes. Just go into the episode section of blogtalkradio.com/thegrind101. You're going to be able to go back and listen to any episode that you want. And I'm going to be pulling those off as well. So to make space on the server so that they're going to be basically archived as well. But, you know, you guys have the opportunity to go back and listen to those shows and to just make history with us here at The Grind and see where we came from, where we've been and where we're going right now. It's a great thing. I was listening to some episodes the other day and I was like, wow, you know, it's not that they were bad. It's just you see, you know, the growth. You know, sometimes we get inside of the bubble. We don't quite see what's happening. You know, and what God is leading, that he's providing, that he's allowing things to happen in such a way that, you know, he knows that I'm going to be ready. And, you know, he's allowing some things to be, you know, added to my life, some things to be purged from my life, or I'm allowing some things through his guidance to be purged and added to my life. And you know, I'm thankful when, you know, to be able to submit to a process. And as I said, guys, I don't just talk to you guys about things that I think. I talk to you guys about things that I know, things that I'm actually going through, you know, and I understand, you know, how this thing works and how it's happening because I'm physically, you know, and mentally going through it. So, you know, people tell me something, guys, and I want to leave you with this. And remember to join the show every Tuesday and Thursday, guys, and let somebody else know about The Grind, because it's, you know, if you think that what you're getting here is good, it's wholesome, it's bridging some gaps in your life, think of how it can bridge gaps in someone else's life, you know. So, but this is what I want to leave you with, you know, because people always tell me I'm too hard. People say, you know, you're hard, you're too hard, you need to sprinkle some sugar and some spices and some sunshine and butterflies and, you know, on there and just, you know, be real sweet and, you know, and I get it. You got to have a little diversity, but maybe you're too soft. You ever thought about that? Maybe people are too soft. Maybe people aren't getting where they want to be in life because they're not willing to realize where they are. So, guys, I'm going to leave you with that. I'm going to let you ponder on that for a little while. I'm going to play another favorite song, guys. Thank you for chiming into The Grind this morning. Guys, you could have been doing anything that you wanted to do, but you chose to spend some time with me here on The Grind. I don't take that lightly. I'm humble. Love you guys. God bless you, and have a great day.
Feel inside, and every time it's like my first time away.
and I can never find the words to say. You're the perfect girl, you were made for me. It's so easy to love you, baby. We're compatible, credible, and natural we are. And girl, I never felt this way before. From the bottom of my heart, baby girl, I just wanna tell you that you are the reason I love, the reason I trust. God sent me an angel. You are the best in the world, a wonderful girl. Knowing you by my side races to my eyes, baby. You had me from the moment I looked into your eyes, and I knew you were